This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.
For years, Latin America was seen as unpredictable terrain for M&A. But new research from KPMG shows that the story is changing. Dealmakers are looking at the region with growing confidence. So what's driving this optimism? High-growth sectors like tech, finance, energy, and private equity are fueling momentum. But the real story goes deeper. For top dealmakers, success doesn't end when the deal is signed. Integration, culture, and more generally, post-merger execution is where value is truly created or lost. I'm Ben Bichot, Group Editor at FT Longitude. Today, I'm joined by Scott McDonough, co-founder and managing director at Alta Growth Capital. And in this episode, we're going to explore how investors can design for the full M&A journey. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Ben. Nice to be here.
Scott, in Latin America, deal-making requires a certain resilience. What I'm talking about is the region's regulatory shifts and political cycles that can be a real challenge. Most deal-makers put a lot of energy into getting the deal done, but research from KPMG shows that the harder part often starts actually at the end, after the deal has been signed. The data shows that post-deal execution and value creation quite often suffer. So my question to you is, why is it so difficult to sustain that same level of focus and rigor through the entire deal lifecycle, from the early stages through to integration and value creation? And what does it actually mean for real-world outcomes? There must be an imbalance here.
Well, that's a very good question, and certainly is a key part of generating positive returns. It really starts with human capital. I think that that's the starting point and can create a lot of success, but also can create a lot of issues post-transaction. So, you focus as you're doing the deal a lot on the company itself, the products, the market opportunity. You know, you do get to know management. Sometimes, though, you need to bring in new management. So there's certain things that you can't necessarily figure out through the due diligence process. And the human capital part of that is certainly an important variable. And oftentimes when the investments don't play out as well as they could, the human capital side of that is the key factor. I mean, I approach this as a private equity investor. So, we've had investments where we did not have the right people in place. And certainly that's reflected in how well the investment performed. So I think it starts with management. And with the management, the culture is clearly very important, but you need to have management that's sensitive to that, right? And that can do the things that are needed within the company from a culture standpoint and from an execution standpoint to get the results that you're looking for.
There's probably something more to say about culture in the sense there's not only company culture, there's also the culture in the specific country you're investing in.
Yeah, I mean, we do invest regionally, but most of our focus has been on Mexico. I think there is a lot of talent in Mexico from management and otherwise. And so those opportunities are there. The opportunities are available, but you need to think carefully about it and put into place a good plan. You want to look for people who are trustworthy, who are dependable, who have the skill set required to be able to execute. And I think you need to invest in management. I think sometimes there can be a reluctance to maybe, spend what you need to spend to get the right talent or put into place the right incentive structures that can help motivate and drive the energy and the work to be able to make those things happen. And so, maybe it requires a little bit more of a generous incentive package or compensation that can go a long way towards creating alignment of interest. So I think that's also a key element that maybe isn't quite as prominent in Latin America as maybe more developed markets. And honestly, in Latin America, transactions tend to take a lot longer. And so I think that also can create pressure because, again, it takes longer to deploy capital and it can take longer to exit. So you're always kind of under the gun, I guess, a little bit from that standpoint, trying to be as efficient as possible. And yeah, in those cases, it's important to stay disciplined.
So interesting takeaway here. Scott, Despite these common issues with the post-deal performance that the survey has revealed, only 28% of deal makers in the KPMG research flagged integration due diligence as a top challenge. What do you think that disconnect tells us? Does it resonate with what you've seen in Latin American transactions?
For us, it's very important. So I'd probably be in that 28%, I guess. So it's a little bit hard to say why others may not see it as being as important. You know, maybe if you're in private equity, oftentimes you're distracted or there's other things. You know, you can be very focused when you're in the mode of getting a deal done. But then once the deal is done, I mean, you know, we invest in multiple companies at multiple, you know, there's always different things going on, trying to manage a whole portfolio. There's lots of different things to think about. And so you might lose your focus a little bit or, you know, just not have that same mentality. So I certainly think it's a mistake to have that approach, but I can see how that could happen. You know, one thing I haven't mentioned is just regulatory risk. It's another challenge in Latin America. The regulatory processes can often be long, can often be unpredictable, opaque, arbitrary. And so you think you may understand it, but then you do the deal and you're in there and you're actually now in the arena dealing with these issues, and it can be surprising sometimes. And so I think that's another area where you oftentimes are surprised post-transaction. And it's important. You need to have management that's aligned on how to manage those issues. And hopefully they have some experience with that. And so it's an element that is also an important variable post-closing that seemingly, you can identify pre-closing, but the reality of it often is different once you're actually engaged in the process. And so I think that's another potential challenge.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things to think about. KPMG's research shows that investors would prefer more end-to-end advisory support, so including post-closure. But many still stop working with firms the moment the deal is signed. Why do you think there's sort of this gap between what they want on the one hand, which is, you know, keeping the advisors on board for another time after closure, and what they're actually getting?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think one real item is cost, especially for groups like us that are operating in lower middle market. You only have so much budget, right? And so sometimes you feel like, well, we can figure it out. Am I going to spend that amount of money? And, you know, some of the larger consulting firms can be very expensive. Again, so just being honest, that's, I think, one element that can often hinder companies or investors. Sometimes people just want to do it on their own because of cost factors. And so I think to the extent that you can find consultants that can work with you on that, that helps a lot. Or sometimes you just need to realize, you know, that's what you need to do and see it in the, you know, make a proper cost-benefit analysis and understand that it's worth the investment to be able to go through a process like that. And I think that's where also it helps to develop relationships with consultants, is, you know, some level of trust there and feeling like, yeah, if we work with these people, they will add a lot of value.
Mm. Scott, my final question to you. If you were advising a deal team today, what would you tell them to do differently, particularly when it comes to linking their investment thesis to a clear, actionable value creation plan?
I would say probably the thing that I see that often lacks the most and is not implemented post-deal is just discipline. I think maintaining involvement, maintaining a close relationship with the management and the team, doing your monthly committee meetings and making sure that in those meetings you are addressing your 100-day plan, you're addressing the different milestones that are necessary that you're looking to achieve, and to really stay focused. I think that's probably the key element that often is missing is you don't continue to stay focused, stay disciplined, and dedicate the time and the resources that are necessary to implement the things to achieve that value creation plan and to achieve the results you're looking for. I think it's a question of time and focus. I think a lot of it's just human nature, right? You just have this, you know, okay, we got it done. And then it's very easy to just move on to the next transaction and hopefully it runs itself, right? But usually it doesn't.
Brilliant, Scott. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Super interesting to listen to your experiences. And I think there's a lot to learn for everyone. Thank you very much, Scott.
My pleasure, Ben.
This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.